Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 274 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 24th of May 2026. Hello. Two events commemorated today defined the theme for the programme. The main one is that in 1595 the nomenclature of Leiden University Library appeared, being the first printed catalogue of an institutional library. So today is all about libraries, books, etc. And we will start with the 8x32 bar jig Bookends by Sue McKinnell from 2020. Ones turn through the twos 1.5 times to change places, and then turn through the threes just once to second place, facing up. Ones dance a figure of eight up, through and around the twos to face down, ready for a grand chain. The last eight bars are ones dancing a figure of eight down and around the threes. Sue recommends the recording for the dance Alan J. Smith, which was recorded by George Meikle and the Lothian Band.
Thank you.
The Lothian Scottish Dance Band played John Andrews' 5 Miles by Hugh Ferguson, The Man from North Connell by Callum McLean, The Kesh Jig and Haste of the Wedding, both traditional. Our next dance is a medley called Books and Maps from Germany, devised for the wedding of a librarian and a surveyor. This is a 64-bar dance repeated once in real time, though with some Highland steps in 17 to 32 and also Tulloch turns, it isn't a straightforward dance. Looking for music took me to the second event from history. The Ashmolean Museum of Art and Archaeology in Oxford opened in Britain's first public museum in a building erected between 1678 and 1683 to house the Cabinet of Curiosities that Elias Ashmole gave to the university in 1677. Ian R. Muir and the Kragelicki Band recorded a CD in 2012 called Oxford Connections, and we will have several tracks from them today where no other recording is recommended. This is the track for the dance Radcliffe Square. Ian R. Muir played Millbank Cottage by William Dumbreck and Barney's Balmoral by Sergeant E. MacDonald of the Scots Guards. Back to jig time for a 3x40 by Marie Laurie Barrett, written and so named At the Library. Once cross, cast and turn right to face out on opposite sides, interesting, for a chaperone chain progression. Once then go to their left for half figure of 8 across and to the other end for a left-hand across. Right shoulder reels of 3 on own sides and finish with a leg over circle, i.e. circle left, cross right foot over and pivot left, chase anti-clockwise back. Not a large selection of 3x40 jig tracks, but this is a good track from the Dewhurst band. Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst played A Country Dance Jig, The Athlone Jig and Miss Cochran's Jig by Alexander Gibb. Remember the library which started this? It was at Leiden University. And our 8x strathspey today is called Leiden Nuptials, written by Alan Ipp for the wedding of Arthur Govan and Mark Veed in October 2019. The dance begins with a two-couple knot and includes a modified three-couple promenade. I went back to Ian Muir and the Oxford Connections for music, which was recorded for the Polite Strathspey. Ian Muir played Castle Craigs by Muriel Johnston, Lady Binning, Blind Jamie by James Scott Skinner, and The Sack Cottage. We'll stay in Oxford for the only dance I could find referencing the city, Oxford Blue and Gold by Christine Jeffrey, devised to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Oxfordshire RSCDS branch in 2018. A 4x32 bar reel, ones danced down and back, left shoulder reels of three on the sides, then the progression, ones and twos half left hand across, ones and threes half right hand across, ones and fours half left hand across, all cross right hand, all circle round and back. For this I've chosen Ian Muir's brother-in-law Ian Robertson with Rob Alderton with a generic track from their double take album. Were Miss K. Rose by Ian MacPhail, Calver Lodge by Nathaniel Gow, The Laird of Gulberwick by Tom Anderson, and Alan Brown by Donald Ridley, played by Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton. Our next jig is called The Miller's Book Room, devised in 1992 by Kent Smith, best known for Quarry's Jig, for a collection of dances published from the TAC Summer School at Brock University, where he was in the good company of such as Anna Holden, Ian Boyd, Barry Priddy, plus Anne Miller. So maybe it was her book room. The dance begins with an espagnol, then right-hand teapots, and while ones turn left-hand to face first corner positions, twos and threes chase halfway round. Then there is a sort of corner chain. Ones change the corners in, they change left in the centre, then change out to their original place, while ones then turn to second corners and repeat to get them home. We'll hear the Kragelicki band again with the Milestone Jig. Thank you. Leonard Muir wrote Pond Farm, and then his band followed that with The Astronaut by Ivor Smith, A Jig for Annie by the other Ian Muir, and Lannis Money's Terracotta Plough Pop by Phil Cunningham, better known as the Parahandy theme tune. Now, the only RSCDS dance today, Kenneth Reed's at the Library of Birmingham, is a 4x40 Strathspey with the Rose Progression in. This is from Book 49, for which Jim Lindsay recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Jim Lindsay and his band played the Centenary Square by Chris Dewhurst, Delaford Brig by Angus Cameron, Miss Christina Ireland by David Cunningham Sr. and Mrs. Margaret E. Campbell by Willie Laurie for the Library of Birmingham. Another recent dance is the reel by Annika Lang called The Bookworm. Ones followed by twos and threes dance down the middle and cast back to places. Then we have the mule and willie figure to finish in the order 3-1-2. Ones dance a figure of eight on their own side. Then there is a right hand across and left shoulder snake pass to get back to 2-1-3. The recommended recording is for Society Piper, played by Muriel Johnston's band. Muriel Johnston's band played four Nancy Dixon tunes, Society Piper, Tyrolean Reel, The White Settlers, and Border City. Our next dance is a jig, easily chosen for its name. The Librarian is by Wendy Morris for the Surbiton 75th Anniversary Book, and the recommended recording is Mule and Willie, for which there are about a dozen versions. We will listen to Robert Whitehead from his 1983 LP, and this is especially for David Bolton, recorded when he was just a youngster. Thank you. Robert and the Danelaw Band played Mule and Willie, Forest Country Dance by Robert Gourlay, better known from The Bees of Maginocketer, A.M. Shinney by Angus Fitchett, and Joe Foster's Jig by Lindsay Ross. For our last Strathspey, we have On the Same Page by Loretto De Angelis, which has an undocumented formation called the Kepoch, which I thought looked a bit like a poussette, but dancers dancing individually, and it is progressive. But then in this dance it is followed by a diamond poussette, though admittedly not the same two couples. Anyway, another track from Oxford and the Kragelicki Band. That track was for The Little Treasure, and the tunes were Mrs. Diana Tucker of Cumnor by Ian Muir, Mrs. Barbara Cunningham by Robert McIntosh, and Charles Anthony Pegram, also by Ian Muir. Probably not found in a standard library, but once every Scottish dancer had one, the Wee Green Book, and this square set reel is by Jill Jennings of Sutton Coalfield. For this, I have gone completely off theme and chosen a track by Colin Dewar, recorded for a dance called Deep Pool Reel. Thank you. Colin Dewar and his band played Gordon the Goalie by Ian Christian, Lucy Strachan's Reel by Judy Nicholson, and Bonnie Baby Lindsay by Ian Christian. And for our last dance, I've chosen The Secret Life of a Librarian by Amy Luxton Esler, who wrote it in 2012 for her mum, who wanted an easy dance. Well, easy it might be to dance, but it's four-bar phrasing with meanwhiles in bars 17 to 24, so not so easy to crib quickly. It finishes with a leg-over circle, though. And we are going to have our last track from the Kragelicki Band on Oxford Connections.
Thank you.
Saltburn Lass is by Ian R. Muir, Mrs. Anne Jameson, Brenda's Bacon Butty Backup, and Le Pelote, I am assuming, are also by him, as I haven't got the information in front of me. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this hour. Not much familiar, but several of these dances looked quite good, so you can also check out the dance list 71762 on the Strathbay server for cribs. And what do you say to children as you enter the library? Hush, hush. So we are playing out to Kenny Jameson. More next week. Bye.
Hush, hush. Take sleeping. Hush, hush. Dreams come creeping. Dreams of peace and of freedom. So smile when you're asleep on a day. Once our bodies were ringing with song, old children singing, but now sheep are leading the evening, and sheep's lying empty and broken. Hush, hush, take sleeping, hush, hush. Dreams come creeping. Dreams of peace and of freedom. So smile in your sleep, body baby. We stood with heads bowed in prayer by the factor's button. Our cottages fed, the flames lit the clear mountain air, and many were dead by the mud.